Hi, I'm Maeve Doyle, and we're here with Art and Mayfair at Canelli with Dairo Vargas. Hi, Dairo.
Hi, Maeve. How are you?
I'm happy to walk into a Bond Street store like Canelli and see your work on the walls. I think it's a great incentive for Art and Mayfair. How did it all happen?
Well, first I have to say that in the previous year, I have seen all the work in Art in Mayfair. And for me, it was like, I would love to be there. You know, I would love to have something there. And it came to the surprise, you know, that with this call that you actually, you know, gave me and say, well, you could be participating in Mayfair with this beautiful brand. I thought, well, how better can it get?
I know what you mean, because the quality of the work this year is on an international level. I think some of the sculptures and obviously your piece soon have been in biennales representing their country. So I'm glad you think it's an honor, because I think it's an honor. And it's great to have big vinyls on the window of a Bond Street store. That's about as good as it gets in Mayfair too. How did it feel coming up with that idea?
Yes, basically after the introduction, we started talking in different ideas, thinking what would it be possible inside and outside. So I sort of mentioned that it could be maybe we could do a big vinyl there. Initially, we wanted to cover most of the windows, but of course, we have to keep some of the beautiful clothing.
No, I heard a story about that. They were skeptical about the vinyls at first until they went up. And then all of Bond Street said, this looks amazing.
So I came to visit, not the first day, the second day I came to visit the store. And so here inside, they say, well, a lot of people have been taking pictures. Some of them are asking about it, coming to the store. So I was like, wow, this is exactly what I want, you know, because I want them to be happy too, you know, with the whole process and the results.
There's similarities between the way you work and the way they work.
Yeah, that's true. You see, my work is influenced from the Renaissance, Rococo, Baroque periods. And of course, I have been to Rome many times, different places in Italy, and I get inspired by all the whole culture, the whole story. And for them, they always have that tradition, you know, like always to keep the Italian traditions on their work too. Yeah.
Let's go back to the story of you. You were born in Colombia, you're London-based. How did this life as an artist happened for you?
Well, it hasn't been easy. I mean, since I was little, I always wanted to be an artist. And I was telling people, yes, I want to be an artist. But everyone says, you're not going to be able to survive. But I always...
So your parents weren't artists?
No, they weren't artists. And then, you know, my friends at the school, some of them, you know, have this vibe for art, and we were painting together. But anyway, everyone would say, you're not going to survive. You're not going to do anything with art. But I got used to that answer. But inside, for me, it's like, yes, I can do it, you know, and this is what I love. And I'm going to do it. And since probably 7 years old, so six that I remember, my parents, they would take me to church. And the church was the only place that I could see art, because it's a small town in Colombia. So I always got inspired by, you know, by the old masters and the techniques and this beautiful artwork, especially when you see these big pieces in the altars or big walls. That's basically the beginning of the art. And then when I moved to London is when I had the opportunity, or I decided to go full time.
Why did you move to London?
It's almost, I feel that London was calling me. Because when I was walking, talking to people or seeing things, always was related to London. And I remember that I worked in advertising. And at the time, we didn't have, you know, websites that you could see all the image bank and all that kind of things.
I remember those days too, yeah.
So I remember in one of these books, I was highlighting the places that I wanted to be, that I wanted to visit. And only after 3 years living in London, one day I was like, oh, that's the Parliament. That's what I checked in the book. And then I was looking to all these landmarks and I was like, how amazing that I end up to that place, you know? So it was fantastic, yes.
So you're working in advertising and you're painting at night? How did that work?
Yeah, basically, even when I was through university, I always was painting on the side. I work in advertising and then I was working or painting on the weekends or any time that I had. I did small shows. I was selling my art with, you know, friends and family. But I never, you know, I never sort of get that out of my side. Always was really there. Especially the advertising also complements, you know, it's in the arts, basically. Yeah, and creativity.
Sparks a lot of ideas.
Yes.
But your work is nothing like advertisement. So when did you go full-time as an artist and give up advertising? And what was the moment that sort of gave you the confidence to leave a job behind?
Well, that was a really difficult decision. I always wanted to, but you're always afraid because you think that it might not happen in the way that you want it. But one day I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
How long ago was that?
13, 14 years, yeah. And it had been great. Of course, at the beginning, it was a bit more complex. I have to first learn the language when I came, then to get to know the galleries, people, go to events, and understand a bit more about the culture and the art and how everything works here. And then slowly was introducing myself to the scene and putting my art out there.
Were you worried about making money in the beginning?
Oh yes, I was worried, especially because you have
to,
you know, expensive city, and you have to, of course, pay, you know, the bills and all that kind of thing that they cannot wait. So it's a bit more that, you know, like you know that is something that you need to pay. But everything worked always well. It worked out perfectly. Always was something to, you know, to pay the bills. And then slowly everything was rolling up. I was doing more exhibitions, was participating in big events in other countries. So it had been amazing.
I know part of your process is to explore your thoughts and feelings and try to convey them in an abstract form on canvas. How does that start? Does it start with the meditation you talk about?
Yes. When I was 20, well, actually from early age, I was getting some negative thoughts. And by the age of 20, I was depressed. And that depression lasts for a long time, many years. But because the stigma and, you know, the judgment, I never wanted to talk to anyone. I didn't wanted to look for help. So I have to do it on my own. And that took many years. It took more probably 10 years to do it. But in that period, it was amazing because I learned a lot about myself. So I have to understand all my emotions, my feelings, what it was happening inside, and how I was projecting that to the environment, the people around me, and everything that was happening. So by doing that, I got to the point to heal myself. And now what I do, I teach others how they can do it. And the idea is to explore the creativity, the feelings, but most importantly is to look inside what we have there that we can offer to the world. And first we need to heal somehow ourselves, because we have little scars. Doesn't have to be something big, but that little thing has to be, you know, healed. You need to be in peace with them in order to move forward. So my art complements my path with emotional search. And so I want to incorporate in every painting the idea that people can also look and see a point of reference in terms of emotions. It doesn't have to be negative, because now I paint a lot of beautiful, positive message in my painting. It's more inspiration, like a dreamlike emotions, energy flow, floating, sort of expanding in the canvas. And I want the people to get a connection with that, with the imagery, the colors, the intentions that I want to portray.
The spirituality, in a sense.
It is, yeah, part of your spirituality is there. And I still do a lot of work, and I think I never would stop doing work on myself, because that's part of my growth. And the more that I work in myself, the better that I can be for others outside too.
I find it interesting that teaching is part of your practice.
Teaching has been great, especially because always I learned a lot about other people, but also about myself again. When I teach with the kids, it's just phenomenal. There are so many lessons, because they have a lot of information that is not saturated by the social medias, by the consumption, by the culture that is, you know, the marketing that is offering us and not allowing us to be the original, you know, the pure that we were when we were little. So I learn a lot from them. They are my big teachers.
I learned a lot from listening to you talk about teaching, particularly the class in Italy. Can you tell that story?
Yes, this was very interesting. It was a revelation for me, actually. I was teaching in Italy for people with Down syndrome, a group of them.
How old?
20s to 50s. So there was like 12 of us. And then we were in a table, we were all painting together. Some of us, we were sharing the same paper and colors and brushes. But two of them, they were together painting alongside. But each one, as usual, we will get our own spots and you don't move forward or to the other side. But it was beautiful because suddenly I saw this person like passing over his arm and painting on the other side.
On someone else's paper.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was looking for that reaction that we usually
have. That's mine. What are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, why are you doing, crossing?
That's not yours. This is my picture.
Exactly. But no, the other person was like, yeah, that's fine. It's like natural. Like it has to be there. I was expecting for you to cross and you put your mark. And for me, wow, we have forgotten about it. We always want to be so individual.
Yeah, control situations.
And control situations. And nothing is actually individual. We're always in contact with everyone, you know. And that's the beauty in life, to be sharing and...
And caring. And that sensitivity comes out when you look at your work, particularly your palette. But I'll move on to the next question, which is, if you could have one piece of art and money wasn't the deciding factor, what would you choose and why?
Yes, this is a very interesting question because there are so many beautiful paintings and artists that I admire and have been inspired. But there is Bacon's work. It has so much strength, so many sort of emotions that you can see from them that you can capture. They're quite strong, but at the same time is the complement with his life, his story that basically, I mean, we all artists, this is like a diary that we put all our thoughts and emotions. But for him, I think he wanted to put everything, you know, all the emotions in every single piece. And yes, I would love to have one of those.
Now that you say it, of course it's Bacon. The background is the same, the Catholicism, the kind of self-taught, the exploration.
Yes.
The way to understand feeling other. And then the sense of theater. So all of this conversation's been about what art is for, but if I were to ask you quite simply, what is art for?
Well, for me, art is a way to connect with what I have inside, you know, the part of that creativity with my real sense of being. And to be able to put that out there for other people to see it. Like, it's almost like you're taking a bit of this sparkle light that is going to shine a little bit for people. You know, they're going to see a bit of that shininess, that sparks. They might get inspired and it might change a little bit of their lives too, only by looking at, by experiencing emotions. So in general, it's more about searching insight. Yeah.
Well, you certainly made Bond Street sparkle as part of Art in Mayfair, and I'm so happy to have taken the time to talk to you. Thank you for the chat.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Art in Mayfair podcast with Dairo Vargas. If you don't know Dairo's work, please go to the Bond Street website and search out Dairo Vargas. Also, check him out on Instagram. I know once you look at it, it'll give you a great lift and a positive energy will be seeping through the canvas into your body on some level. I'm confident it will.